little thing about the size of your little finger.
Now, what were those things we were just talking about?
That's what I'm trying to think.
No, the things that you said that, the shell things?
Yeah, that's the turtle, you mean?
No, the
oyster.
Yeah, that was... What I was thinking about next were these things that make a... these are... You find them down by the water, and they make a croaking sound.
A frogs?
Yeah. Now, what do you call the great big ones?
He's the... Well, I always... Of course, there's a toad frog, and then there's one, there's a water frog.
Uh-huh.
The toad frog's no good for anything.
Uh-huh.
But that great beaver is in the water the most of the time. He's green, shorter.
Yeah.
His legs are good.
Uh-huh. You call it a water frog?
Yeah, and the toad frog.
Uh-huh.
The old toad frog just
hopped. You ever call the big one a bullfrog?
Yeah, call him bullfrog.
And how about the small, those very small ones? They're just, probably about, some of them are only that big. You ever seen a very small frog?
Man,
I don't mean tadpoles now.
Tadpoles.
No, I mean these are little frogs that you sometimes see them after a rain. Sometimes they call them tree frogs.
Yeah, frogs. I've seen that. Yeah, tree frogs. Yeah.
And the things you use for bait?
Well, red worms, or you use millers and.
Okay. But now these things that you see, now you were talking about crawfish before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever call them anything other than crawfish?
Not that I remember, no.
And this is something like a crawfish, except they live in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, that's, you're talking about a crab?
A shrimp.
Shrimp.
Yeah.
I think it's a fire alarm.
Lamps.
Trash. Millers?
Yeah.
No. Millers.
Millers?
Yeah. And then the kind that get in your clothes are called?
Oh, that's moss.
Okay. And be just one moth.
Hmm?
What would the singular be? Just one moth?
Mm-hmm.
One?
Moth.
Yeah. And then these things light up in the summertime.
That's lightning bugs.
Okay. And then the kind, and these things that have kind of long, slender bodies and fly close to the, fly around the water.
Yeah, that's how we call that a mosquito.
No.
I mean, I'll ask you about mosquito too. That's good. But this is the kind that sometimes it's called a snake something.
Oh, a snake feeder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they name some different kinds of stinging.
Wasp and hornet and honeybee, of course, stings, and a yellow jacket.
Yeah, how about the kind that does, the kind of wasp that doesn't sting, builds a nest with mud?
Oh, that's a dirt diver.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talk about the wasps. What different kinds of... are they all the same?
Yeah, about the same. There might be a little difference in their color. Some a little yellow, some a little darker than others.
And then they, these things that you're walking out in the woods, if you don't have boots on, they might get under your skin. They burrow into your...
Yeah, they call them leeches.
Yeah.
No.
What?
They might call them ticks, or they might call them chiggers.
Oh, chiggers. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of a leech. You know, they have these things, they're usually around water. They'll get on your leg and they'll... I've seen them hang to horses' chins, you know, when they'd be drinking.
Uh-huh.
Call them leeches.
Yeah, but the chiggers are...
Oh, the chigger, yeah. He's sort of a red-looking something, you know, if you can see him.
And then these things, you're walking along in the woods and they jump up. They're called... You know, you're walking through the grass and they...
Frogs?
Well, they're smaller. These are more insects.
I don't know what you have reference to.
Grasshoppers? Sure.
Yeah. You find them out in the wheat fields or anywhere.
Yeah. Now you talked about, you mentioned peckerwood before for the woodpeckers. Did you ever hear a grasshopper called a hoppergrass?
No.
The parts of a tree that are underground or it's...
The roots or the...
Yeah. Did you ever gather any roots or hunt roots of any kind or herbs or...
Yes, I've gathered... sang roots and gathered spigot roots and